This is a consultation on Kinser, K-I-N-S-E-R. Her date of birth is March 20, 1962. And patient is seen for Dr. Bailey, B-A-I. L-E-Y, M-D, and also Dr. Sanaborn, S-A-N-A-B-O-R-N. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 63-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She does not smoke, drinks socially. She is allergic to penicillin and intolerant to Flexeril. New paragraph. Symptoms, she has several symptoms, mainly they are related to tingling and numbness of feet and hands. She also has shortness of breath and tachycardia at times. The patient recently had abnormal protein in her blood work. That is the reason for her referral here, history of present illness. The patient had been diagnosed to have diabetes mellitus about a year ago. She was seen then by Dr. Bailey, who put her on Mounjaro, 5 milligram once a week. Patient did well, lost about 50 pounds of weight. Her hemoglobin A1C was 6.5, which has now come down to 4.6 September 25th. For right now, she was told to hold Mounjaro pending evaluation for her abnormal blood test. New paragraph. Past medical history, she had seen Dr. Fazio in the past. She also had Holter and stress test, and she was on Carvedilol, 3.125 milligram twice daily. The patient had a long-standing history of pain in the legs, tingling and numbness, difficulty walking. Patient had MRI and other workup for this. She had been seen in emergency room few times for this pain as well as tingling and numbness. She was treated with gabapentin without much relief, so she was switched to Lyrica. She feels better now. She also gave history of carpal tunnel syndrome. She had EMG, and she said she has damage in both wrists. The patient says that MRI of her back done recently did show some compression of the discs. Past medical history also include history of rectocele repair. Patient also was told to have fatty liver. However, after she lost weight, she thinks it may be healing. The patient had acute cholecystitis with jaundice, and she had cholecystectomy in 2004, and that problem is now gone. She also had history of colonoscopy with some polyps removed. She was told they were precancerous. She also had esophageal dilatation with balloon because of esophageal stricture, according to her in past. And she also has history of patent foramen oval, which was diagnosed on evaluation in the past, but she was told she does not require any treatment. This was done when she had angiography in 2005. New paragraph. As noted above, she is on Mounjaro 5 milligram once a week, Mounjaro 5 milligram once daily. She is on Carvedilol 3.125 milligram BID. She takes vitamin D supplement, and she uses vaginal cream, estradiol, 3 times weekly. New paragraph. Her lab, recently she had serum showing kappa light chain free in serum 23.2, normal big 19.4. Lambda and kappa lambda ratio was okay. New paragraph. Physical exam, she's very well informed, pleasant. Sixty-three-year-old female, 5 feet tall, weighing 140, blood pressure 115/62. She is normochaephilic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, spouse house active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, abnormal kappa light chain in serum. Rule out plasma cell disorder. Diagnosis 2, history of diabetes, early stage. Now on Mounjaro, and with significant weight loss and improvement. Diagnosis 3, apparent peripheral neuropathy causing tingling and numbness. At this point, cause seems to be under evaluation. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll go ahead and get the records from her imaging studies to evaluate if she has any disease in the bone suggesting multiple myeloma. We also will send her for urine 24-hour protein electrophoresis and immunoelectrophoresis, and we'll do the same thing on blood and recheck CBC-CMP. Once available, we can make further recommendations. Thank you for your referral and continued support. This is a consultation on K. Kinser, K-I-N-S-E-R. Thank you.